Y'all, and welcome back to Honey Sex Talk. Okay, I hope you guys had a good 3-day weekend. I know it was Saturday, Sunday, Monday, because Monday was Veterans Day. If you're a veteran listening to this, thank you for serving the country. Okay, let's see. Oh, we had Halloween was right around the corner too. Hope y'all got a whole bunch of candy. Y'all was safe. Everything was good, and y'all make sure y'all check that candy, because people are putting drugs in the motherfucking candy. Like, y'all wildin'. Like, let these kids have this fucking candy, and just, you know what I'm saying? Stop doing all the crazy shit, because that's unnecessary. For real. Hope everybody's being safe out here, because sex trafficking is real as fuck. So please be safe. Make sure you're texting your loved ones, and just be on it, because, and watch your back, because, man, you do not know who's following you, all right? We about to go ahead and jump on to it. Today, we're about to talk about anal sex, okay? Yes, anal sex is pretty, let me see. What can I say about anal sex? It's different, you know? But as long as you know what you're doing and being careful, you should be good, like, I know, like, some people put the thumb in the butt while they, you know, stroking the vagina and, like, even eating the pussy, like, putting their thumb in the butt, you know, like, two holes being, like, touched at the same time is, like, a big turn on that makes you want to, like, have an orgasm. And she just feels amazing, period. The first time I had anal sex was, like, horrible as fuck. I fucked that. It was horrible. I don't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't really know, like, what the fuck to do because I was young. So I was like, oh, yeah, you don't have any sex? He was like, fuck yeah. All right, come fuck me in my ass type shit. So, and then I left some stains. So it wasn't pretty good at all for the first time. And I haven't tried it since, but I do like the thumb and the booty because that shit feel good. So, you know. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's getting touched back there. It's not no cobwebs back there. It's getting a little touch. I had somebody eat my ass before too. That should felt amazing. Period. You know? It's getting some play back there. Okay? Period. Spank my ass. I'd be happy. Anywho's. So, today I'm about to tell y'all some tricks and some tips, especially for new beginners out there. So y'all will not be looking like how I was looking with stuff everywhere. Like, what the fuck? It wasn't like a lot, but still, it was simple fact that like something came out and I should have cleaned my booty hole out first before I even did that type shit. Like, you know? Just being horny and in the fucking moment. Especially when you in the moment, oh my God, you be like, fuck me now. I don't give a fuck who watching. Like, I need the sex. Give me the dick. Or give me the vagina. Whatever, you know? Give me the tongue. Give me the finger. Give me the thumb. Like, for real. Give it to me and stop playing. Okay? Okay, so, I know for sure you have to relax your booty muscles. Like, there is a lot of little muscles around your anus. If you didn't know, now you know. You need to relax then. Like, don't be tense, because shit that's tense is painful as fuck. Like, imagine, like, your booty hole is so tense and he or she trying to put something in your ass. And that shit is painful. It's already dry back there. You know what I'm saying? You have to lube it up. And you're like, what the fuck? This shit hurt. And I'll make you want to do it again. So, you just need to, like, relax. Try, like, deep breathing. Relax the massage. Like, your partner can relax, like, you know, your booty hole and your booty just relax you and make you feel just chill and just ready. Like, you can do pre-anal play. That can help you as well. Okay, so pre-anal play is, like, you know, like, rubbing your finger in the anus, putting your thumb in there. Just getting it all comfortable, like, maybe a little hot towel right there. Like, ooh, shit, like, you know. It's making it feel good. Like, whisper something in my ear. While you playing with my booty hole. It sounds funny when I say booty hole. When you playing with my booty hole, it makes me feel comfortable. And, like, make me feel relaxed. Like, I don't want to make it. Like, don't make me seem like, oh, shit. Like, damn, nigga. Like, back up. Like, boy, chill out. Like, I need, like, the comfort. Because that's the only way I'm going to chill and be relaxed. Because if you not give me the comfort, This shit is going to be tight in the motherfucker. Like, no, sir. No, you cannot enter. Do not enter my dungeon. I need you to chill. Period. Okay? Okay, if you have white sheets and this is like your first time and you don't know what you're doing, take the white sheets off. Put some different color sheets on there. So, you know, it won't be like, you know, like really super messed up. Like, damn, my white sheets is fucked up. Not saying that you're going to shit on yourself, but it's your first time, so you don't know what to expect. And, see, it's not going to be cool. Okay, so you might be thinking you're pooping, but you're not. Like, the butt is full of nerves, but that doesn't necessarily mean it can tell whether something is going in or out. So you can put an end to things at any time, but just know that the feeling you have is probably just from new sensation, not a certain urge to go. Like, how can I say this? Like, a new sensation. Like, when you have something, like, in you and, like, both holes or something like that, you will feel like, what the fuck? Like, I feel like, oh, my God, like, I'm about to explode. Or even, like, when you're having sex from, you know, from the front, like, when it's something that's inserting your vagina, you feel like you have to, like, pee. But, you know, you're squirting or you're coming. So, just, like, new sensation in your booty hole. You're not necessarily about to shit. You just feel like, what the fuck? Like, whew, like, an urge. Like, damn. What the fuck is going on? Fuck. Okay. You want to get a water-based lube. Because the scent of shit, you know, if I can eat that shit in your booty hole. Just get a water-based lube. And to put it back there so it will be, like, easy to go in and go out. And it won't be hurting. Won't, like, get scratched up. Like, not saying we're about to get scratched up. But, you know, you won't get bruised or anything like that. Or sore. Just something to lube it up. Make you feel better. Like, even if your foreplay doesn't involve penetration for now, lube makes everything better and can increase sensitivity. A great option you can pick from is Leo's water-based lube. It's slippery enough that it won't junk up on you. So if you don't want to use that, you can just go to the sex store. Or not, fuck the sex store. You can go to Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, Target. Like, everybody has lube these days. Like, you know. And if you don't feel comfortable buying, like, lube, like, in your local store, Amazon.com, period. Or Walmart.com. Like, the Leo lube is only, like, $14. So, if you get something from Amazon, it might be, like, $5, $6. Like, you would go get something on sale, little bargain hunting going on, and you can get some toys in there too to start you off. Like, what is it called? You can get like the vibrating, the little it's like long, has little dots, like the anal plug. Get that in there, like something to start you off. So you're like, oh, okay, I know the sensation or the feeling. Even some men are. It's bigger than the toy, but still, at least you know, like, the feeling. Like, oh, okay, I feel what's about to go down. And make sure you don't be forgetting about them booty cheeks. Like, smack my ass. Shit. Pull my hair. Stop playing with me. Okay? Don't play with me. Okay, it shouldn't hurt. Rather, if it's your first time or not, it shouldn't hurt. This is what the lube comes from. So, it will be, like, smooth sailing going inside. Because you don't want shit to hurt. You're going to be like, what the fuck does shit hurt? Like, the hell? It's like a lion fucking me. Like, the lion's penis has spikes on it. So, just imagine how the fucking lion girl feel. Like, hell no. You ain't sticking this up in here. You better back up. Fuck. So, if you really, like, nervous, shit, try it yourself. Like, the porn stars, when they be putting the little toys in their ass, or, like, you know, go ahead and try it yourself first. Shit. Who gonna judge you? Masturbation is a wonderful thing. And we will talk about that next episode. But masturbation is a wonderful thing, okay? Nobody judges you. You got to get off yourself before you let somebody get you off. Period. Okay? Before, like, him or her come over, go ahead and take that shower. Or that bath. Whatever you do. Bird bath. But go ahead and clean down there real good. They have little dishes for your booty hole. So go ahead, if you want to go to that extreme, flush yourself out so you know it won't be nothing left behind. It's cool. Like, just flush yourself out, clean yourself, and just feel good. Even after, like, after you have sex, or fucking, whatever y'all want to say, make sure you wash up a little bit, you know? Even though you don't have time to wash up, get, like, a little wipe and clean down there. But, for sure, when you get a chance, shower, bath, period, okay? Because it be, you know, be stuff lingering around in there. So, go ahead and clean yourself out. What else, y'all? Let me see. Let me see. Oh, positions, y'all. You know how to think about it. Like, it's a whole bunch of positions out here. Like, let me check them out, period. Let's do some positions. Let me go on my motherfucking Google and look for the fucking positions. Okay, so anal sex is often portrayed as doggy style only affair, but the truth is that there are so many different ways to do butt stuff. Okay, let's go. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so they got the plug and play, where you play with the pussy and the ass at the same time. Or, well, basically, you playing with the pussy with your fingers and you got the butt plug in there. So, just imagine how the fuck that's about to feel. Amazing. Period. They got the standing up position where you stick the dick in while you're standing up. But most men, like, stuff don't be, like, that long or whatever. So, yeah. Cancel. And they got the doggy style. Buck wild. where the woman is, bending over, like, her back is arched, she's either on her knees or she's standing up, bending over. Go ahead and dig on in. And they have the kinky cowgirl, where she can ride you, but the penis or strap on, whatever y'all use, is in her booty hole. So bam. They got the lower rider, where you guys both are turned to the side and you go ahead and stick that shit up in her ass. It feels good, period. Okay, amazing. Okay, man, I do want to try anal sex again, but I kind of want to be like making sure I know what the fuck I'm doing. But now I do, so I'm gonna be like, come on, baby, time for some anal. I'm about to flush me out, clean me up, lube my ass on up, and we about to get it cracking because I'm ready. The thumb be feeling so fucking good. Like, goddamn. Like, fuck. This thumb is amazing. Okay? Fuck me. Fucking crazy. Fuck me hard. And it feels so good, like, when the thumb is, like, in your butt and he just stroking from the back. Oh, my God. It feels so fucking good. Like, you're just about to come, climax, have an orgasm. Like, it feels so fucking amazing. Like, damn. This is fucking amazing. Okay? Or even when they playing with you down there and they got the anal toy inside you and they just finger bang you, looking in your eyes, like, damn, you so sexy. Like, okay, Papa. Okay, Zaddy. Okay, Zaddy. Make you want to fall in love, okay? That shit is amazing. For real. It's so much, like, fun things to do out here. All you got to do is just give it a try. Like, fuck what somebody said. Like, oh my God, I would never do that. Like, okay, you'll never do it, but fuck. I'm having fun doing what I'm doing. So mind your business. As long as you're careful, safe, go ahead and do what you gotta do. I know condoms is very important. So if you do not trust your partner, use a condom. Okay? I know sometimes be like y'all just be hot and heated and shit. But if you don't know them like that, put that fucking condom on. Especially, like, in your ass, because, you know, AIDS is really important. I mean, really serious. Important and serious. So, yeah. None of that. Get that shit together. Okay? It seems so funny when I say shit. When we're talking about anal sex. Like, shit. We're talking about anal sex. You know. I know y'all probably ain't laughing, but I'm so corny at my jokes. So, I be making my own self laugh. That shit's out of control. Out of fucking control. Okay, like a fucking crazy person. And make sure that y'all be getting them fucking toys. Google them toys, y'all. Like, anal toys. Like, when you just comfortable to Google it, like, damn, let me Google anal toys. You gonna be good. For real. Prepared. Everything. Everything's gonna be good. Get prepared. Get ready. Try it. Okay? Try it yourself first. See how you like it. And then, when your partner comes, hey, baby, I wanna try something different. You know? They might be like, oh, hell yeah. Or they might be like, oh, nah. You know what I'm saying? Talk to them about it. If you can't, if they not fucking with it, then just use your toys when you at home by yourself. You get me? So, yes. So, that was like a little short little episode. But thank y'all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to talk to y'all later. Okay? Love y'all. Bye.